Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Othello. Our first guest is Desdemona, and here's my first question. At what point did you start to stand up for yourself? It all started with that wicked man Iago. He has no right to speak of women that way. I mean, he's able to bet his wife a few times, and that makes him an expert. What he was saying wasn't even true, just his measly sexist views. And for my big question, why did your husband think so lowly of you, but at the same time, we felt so bad for him? Can you explain this at all? Of course. Well, it's simple. A man driven mad by jealousy. A woman of my looks and smarts could get any man I wanted, but I chose him, and he couldn't quite understand why. So he wasn't really doubting me, he was doubting himself, and also the reason you felt so bad for him was because I decided to forgive him and beg for my life. Without me, you wouldn't have felt bad for him. You would have hated him as much as you hate Iago. You see, quite simply, I'm the reason you feel the way you do about Othello. I mean, come on. I was the reason all this started in the first place. Thank you, Desdemona. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for you, so we're going to move on to our next guest, the governor of Cyprus, Montano. So, Montano, what did you contribute to the story?
Wow, that's a big question to start off with. Well, let's see. I held Othello's position before he had it. Does that mean anything? Well, of course, it gives him something to strive for, a job higher than his. Why wouldn't he want it? As we all know, he's very determined.
Alright, I see. Now enough of everyone talking about Othello. How did you feel after you were attacked?
Well, other than attacked, I was embarrassed that one of our very own was a drunkard who couldn't control his liquor. I mean, we're fighting each other. We are certainly not the Turks.
Were you aware that that was all schemed up by Iago?
Are you kidding? Iago would never. Oh, but he would. Was I just another pawn in his scheme to take down Othello? I was. Wow, well, I guess anyone can get played. I guess he is a good liar, and I'm a simple fool.
It appears so. Well, now that this has all been cleared up, that's all we have time for. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope this gave you a better insight to the characters in Othello.